Once upon a time, a middle-aged Southern lady wrote a novel about a murderous love triangle. Her name was Louise Shivers, and no one was more surprised than she when the book was published. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.
In 1967, there was an ad in the local paper that there would be a creative writing class sponsored by the Y, taught by a woman, Jean DeWitt Fitz, who had written some mystery novels. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I could go to this class, because I kept having this desire to write.
Louise Shivers is now the mother of three grown children. She lives in Augusta, Georgia, after growing up in North Carolina. She enrolled in the Y's creative writing course.
There were 25 people to start with. And I told her I had written some poems, and she said, well, I don't know anything about poetry, and if you can't write stories, please don't come back.
But Louise Shivers desperately wanted to go back.
Saw that the door was starting to open.
So she went home, wrote a short story, and teacher Jean Fitz liked it.
We studied together, this group, for a few months, and then she picked people from the group that she felt had something, and she asked us to come back, and it was no longer a paid class. It was no longer a class through the Y. It was just a group of us.
That group of six aspiring writers has been meeting each Wednesday night ever since.
We read aloud, and you know, rave at each other, and then some people burst out in tears, and then they come back next week and the work's better.
But for Louise Shivers, the time was approaching to write something more substantial.
Jean Fitz had worked here in New York. She was a Yankee. She had retired there in Augusta, and she had been an editor at one time, and she just said, you should write a novel if you have any chance of ever getting published.
Louise Shivers did write that novel, newly published by Random House, called Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. How it came to be written on my next BookBeat report, I'm Don Swaim. A Georgia grandmother can now call herself a novelist. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Louise Shivers' first novel, Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail, has been praised lavishly by such masters as Eudora Welty and Erskine Caldwell. Shivers credits one member of her Wednesday night writing circle in Augusta with being her guiding spirit.
He really thought I had something, and he would always say, don't worry about your grandma, and don't worry about how somebody else would say it. Just write what you feel.
So for another year or two, Shivers kept writing away.
In 1976, the college, Augusta College in Augusta, started a writer's conference called the Sand Hills Writers Conference, and they brought the North Carolina novelist Reynolds Price there.
Shivers asked Price for a critique.
I sent it in to him, and he read it. And when I met him, he said, yeah, I think you might have something. You know, you have my blessing. What could he say at that point? Here's one chapter of a novel. But it meant so much for him to say that. I mean, he was a real writer.
Gradually, her novel began to come together.
I was working part-time at the library. And so I didn't have any scheduled writing time at that point, so I would just write when I had a chance, and it wasn't too often.
Novelist Mary Gordon went to Augusta to judge a fiction workshop and was so impressed with Shivers' work that Gordon wanted to read the first draft of the novel.
When Mary Gordon came to Augusta and discovered me, when I heard she was coming, I thought, why should I send my old Southern story? This educated Yankee girl's not going to care anything about this story.
But Gordon did. She showed it to her agent, who in turn sold it to Random House.
When I first went into Random House and saw my little story about those people there on the desk with all these other things in this big city, it's very hard to take in.
Louise Shivers has written an impressive novel about murder and love in the tobacco country of North Carolina. It's called Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. I'm Don Swaim.